Good morning and welcome to a Raider Wrap on this Saturday morning, the 14th day of March already. Can you believe it? Hey, spring has sprung. It is absolutely fantastic. What a beautiful day to be out and about. I believe it's prom day today, probably pretty much all the way around the entire state of Minnesota, pretty much. We got a really good show for you coming up today. Lots of good people to show and talk to today about Raider sports and what's been going on in Raider Nation throughout the week. Today, sunny skies, a high of 78.
The one.
And speaking of which, some cloudy skies tonight, low around 49, and then tomorrow, sunshine again and 71. Sunday night, mostly clear, cooling off to around 48. And then on Monday, sunny skies, still 67. So we got some really nice temperatures throughout the week into the mid to upper 60s. Maybe a chance of shower or two along the line on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But for the most part, mostly cloudy to partly sunny skies in those temperatures right around the 60s. We got sunshine aplenty today, and 73. Great show we got coming up today. We've got A.J. Reeser. We'll be talking to Emerson Garley and Anna Nesseth from the golf team this morning. And we'll have Mel Miller. He'll follow in and kind of cap off what the girls' golf team's been doing. And then we'll have a little update. Hopefully, we'll get Mark Ogier on the horn here today, talking a little bit about baseball. But our in-studio guests this morning, it's all about girls lacrosse this morning. Kelly O'Mara and Lola McCarty. Welcome to the KYM in studios, ladies.
Thank you.
How we doing?
Pretty good.
So you guys are both freshmen?
Yep.
All right. So the girls lacrosse team, tell me, Kelly, a little bit about how many years you've been in the lacrosse team, how long you've been on the lacrosse team, and maybe what got you into it?
So I've been playing lacrosse since I was in fifth grade, and then I played on high school last year. And both of my older siblings played lacrosse, so I just kind of grew up around it, and I really liked it. So, yeah.
How about you, Lola?
Well, I joined when I was in seventh grade, actually because of Kelly. She recruited me in our gym class, so.
How long ago was that?
About 2 years, I'd say. Okay. Going on three. But I really liked the sport and luckily stuck with it. And this is my second year on the high school team.
So what else? Do you do anything other than lacrosse?
Nope, I don't.
How about you, Lola? Neither, no? Nope, just lacrosse. So when you're not playing lacrosse, are you in a club somewhere playing lacrosse?
Yeah, we both play in a club. I play with two other teams.
Where is that at?
One is just the Northfield Club, and then I also play a fall league up in, I want to say it's kind of by Hopkins.
And I also do the summer club, and then I've been looking to do the fall league.
Do you guys spend a lot of your time in the Dundas Dome over here, or where's your kind of your play feel?
Yeah, so we kind of play, now that it's been nicer out, we've been playing at the high school on the practice fields, but all of tryouts and at the beginning of the season, we were spending a lot of time in the Dome. A
lot of time. I mean, it was just, I won't say it's, it was miserable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was terrible. Let's be honest. I mean, it was rainy, it was snowy, it was sleety, it was whatever. I mean, did you, Lola, do you use special equipment or anything like that? They just tell you to dress warm? What happens when you got to play in those conditions?
Well, we definitely layer up a lot. I mean, there are certain rules to what we can wear during games and stuff. Like, we have to wear black leggings to match, black undershirts, everything. We all wear gloves and hats, ear warmers. But luckily it's warm enough now that we don't have to wear all that.
How about helmets?
Well, we've been looking to get some, but currently it's just those goggles.
Okay, so you're required to wear the goggles, I'm assuming.
Yes.
But there's no requirement for headgear right now? I mean,
no, just goggles and a mouth guard.
Do you guys get that physical out there? That I know that the boys, my understanding with the boys lacrosse is they allow additional contact and checking, if you will. In the girls' lacrosse, is that allowed? Is that eliminated? Do you get it roughed up a little bit?
It's definitely physical. It's definitely a lot less physical than boys. You can still check, but it has to be kind of like under shoulder level. So it's just a little bit less, but...
Do you see any concussion issues with anybody, or...?
We've had a few in the past few years. We have had, two or three this season so far?
Yep, I think we have two girls out currently with concussions.
Four concussions. So yeah. Did they Did they knock melons then?
Either like getting hit with the stick in the head or with the ball or...
Stick in the head?
Yeah.
Wow, reminds me of my childhood. in a different way.
Different
kind of stick. And I was not a bad kid. I swear I wasn't. So you are an attacker and a mid.
Yes, correct.
What is the attacker versus the mid?
So midfield plays attack and defense. You run up and down the field, just kind of follow where the ball goes, whereas attack mainly stays on the one side of the field and is focused more on, like, going towards goal and getting shots.
So as an attack mid, are you playing mid for a little while and then you play the attacker, or is it because you're an attack mid, you're allowed to move back and forth the whole time?
It kind of depends on the game. Some games I'll play more of just midfield, and then sometimes I'll switch over to attack, or depending on like what girls we have out, I'll switch to different positions, but those are the main two that I play.
And Lola, you're strictly attack, right?
Yep,
so I'm just going to assume this. Does that mean that you have better offensive prowess for being an attacker? You've got some moves?
I mean, you could put it like that. We do a lot of plays. We've been learning a lot of new ones thanks to our coach. And the attack is, like, taught especially how to set those up. And the midfielders come down and help with that always. So that's really fun to learn.
I know that there's a difference between the sticks that you're using or the, you know, apparently the nets are a little bit different in the girls' sport than it is the boys'. Are you familiar with that, and how does that affect your game or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. So for boys, their pocket's quite a bit deeper, so it's a bit easier to catch, easier to, like, keep the ball on their stick, whereas girls, it's a lot more shallow, so you can check it out easier. And it's basically, and also for boys, for, like, defensive, their poles are a lot longer, whereas girls just have the same size.
A reason for that? Girls versus the boys?
I assume it has something to do with checking, because if they want to check people, they have to go, like, a deal harder because their sticks are so much deeper than ours. So they can use it to kind of wrap around people and check them from behind. And we're more so just in front and straight across. Otherwise, you could get called on a cross body.
So you've been doing it about 4 years. You've been doing it a couple years. So she introduced you to it, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay. You never played lacrosse. You said you grew up with it, but how about you? Did you, your siblings and stuff grow up with it?
I don't have any siblings. My parents weren't really into sports, but I played a few different sports throughout my childhood. And then I found lacrosse after that.
So. That's a unique sport to want to get into. I mean, you think about it, there's a lot of running, and obviously there's running back and forth, but then to catch it in a stick and then to sling it and be able to actually, like, I'm going to throw it right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, that's a unique kind of a format and whatnot. I mean,
absolutely. I think a lot of times girls can be like a little bit hasty to join just because it is so kind of out there, but it's really like you pick up on it pretty quickly. Like, it's not that big and scary or anything.
Right. I mean, yeah, you hadn't played it before, and she's like going, hey, why don't you come out for lacrosse? Okay, I will. Next thing you know, you're on varsity. Yay.
Yeah.
So are you, how many minutes a game do you play? Do you get to play? Or are you on the just running the whole time?
Well, I usually don't sub out, so I'm usually playing attack the whole game. And I know Kelly is usually in, depending if you're on mid or attack.
Mm-hmm.
I know on mid you sub out in lines, but both of us are usually in for pretty much the whole game.
So how's the format? You got two halves like soccer? Or?
Yep, two halves.
Yeah.
So how long are those halves then?
25 minutes.
25. But is it a constant run, or is the clock stop, goes out of bounds, something happens, penalty on the play?
If there's a yellow card or if it's, do you know,
timeout?
Yeah, timeout, and then the clock will stop.
In the last 2 minutes of each half, they always stop the clock just to save those last few seconds.
So, penalty wise, how do you get a penalty in lacrosse?
There's kind of like a pretty big area of things that you could do. It could be like doing something that could be kind of, like, endangered to one of the other girls that could get them to be hurt, or...
Tripping? Can you trip?
You can't trip.
Can't trip.
They won't call you
as far as I know, yeah.
So you can trip.
More so stuff when you're actually using your stick. Like, you can't check someone's stick if they don't have the ball in it. That would be called an empty check. And you can't use your stick to cover the ball. That would be called a cover.
Cover the ball.
Yeah, can't do that.
So you use the, so like when it's on the ground or something?
Yeah, when it's on the ground, you can't like.
So you gotta scoop it up, or you can't just put your stick on top and go
exactly.
You know, that stuff you wanna. So cat call, you're not allowed. But and you can't just like whack them in the back of the head. That probably not good. Yeah, not good.
Yeah,
not good. So how many penalty minutes have you had this year?
I've gotten 3 yellow cards this year.
Lola.
No yellow cards. No yet. We'll
how about red? What, is there a red card?
No, it hasn't happened on anyone in our
yeah,
team.
Yeah, it hasn't happened.
So you got yellow and what? Yellow and red?
We have yellow, red, and green, I want to say.
So which one gets you thrown out of the game?
Red card.
No red cards?
No.
How about the rest of the team?
Anyone? The rest of the team, it's just been yellow cards.
Okay, all right, so yellow, and then green, and then red. Green is more severe?
I'm pretty sure green is just for delaying the game. It's not common. I haven't seen it.
No, I've never seen a red or a green card.
Oh.
So when you say delay a game, is that like you just take the ball and you just like stand around and just like, yeah, how do you delay in that? Or any? Well, you've never got it called, so how would you know,
it
right?
It could be like if you yelled at the ref or if you have like a certain thing that just takes a really long time and you're like delaying the actual gameplay. That's when they would call it.
Oh, like if you're arguing or you're like trying to, hey, no, that's common. Not on me. That hey, that was out of bounds, blah, 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 whatever, right? So you're just kind of making a, so you haven't seen it. So it's.
I've never seen it.
So you got 25-minute halves. What do you got in between? 10 minutes, 15? Do you get to rejuvenate? Do you go back in the locker room? Do you sit on the bench and just drink some?
We just stay out. We kind of get in the huddle, talk about like how the first half or the second half has been going, like what we could do better, what to kind of look for.
So you're both on the varsity.
Yep.
So you're both freshmen.
Yes.
You got quite the future ahead of you.
Yeah.
How's the team? I noticed the team is about 3-6 this year. You've had some pretty nice victories, but you know you've had some victories there that you lost by a couple. But Mankato was it looks like they were pretty dominant, as was Rochester Century. What are your expectations? What are your goals for this year? I mean, you're 3-6 right now. Kelly, what do you hope to get out of this year?
We've definitely been doing a lot better this year. We have a really really strong team, a lot of seniors this year. I'm just kind of hoping we've been hoping to do pretty well in the conference and just kind of see where it goes from there.
How about you? Anything, Lola, that you want to get out of this year?
Well, I think we're doing really good. I mean, a lot of those losses that we had were very close, and if we played them again, I do believe that we could beat all of those teams. And I really look forward to playing a few more games before the season ends and seeing where those take us.
Yeah, so you got Owatonna on Monday in Owatonna, and then you have a game against Rochester John Marshall Lords. That's on Friday. That's next Friday, May 20th, and that's it's over here at the high school, right?
Yep, correct.
What time do you know what time you play?
I want to say that JV is at 5 and varsity's at 7.
At 7.
Yeah.
So anybody who wants to come out and check out girls lacrosse, they can come to the Northfield High School next Friday. Right?
It's also senior night. So.
It's senior night, too. Awesome. That's going to be great. Maybe you have some family there and some parents there and some different things like that. So Kelly O'Mara and Lola McCarty, girls lacrosse, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You guys were amazing, as always. So, all right, so we'll have more of sports, and anything in between. That's all coming up right here on KYMN.
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Hey, summer's on the way and winter's behind us. And just maybe COVID is behind us too. Things are loosening up. You're going to be outside. You're going to be enjoying yourself. Time to reward yourself? LASIK can rid you of your glasses and contacts. Give us a call, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Dr. Michael Ritchie and Dr. Corey Miller.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
We've just had the first hailstorm of the year. If you live in the Northfield, Dundas, or Faribault area and want an honest 25-point exterior inspection on your home, please give Capital Construction a call. They will let you know if an insurance claim is necessary. If it is, they will help guide you through the process from start to finish. Capital Construction was the 2021 Northfield Chamber Business of the Year. Call them at 952-222-4004 or find them at capitalmn.com. You could also search Capital Construction on Facebook.
We real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Making your business more efficient, especially when it comes to your cash flow, just makes sense. Hi, I'm Kirk Mullenbrook from Merchants Bank, and as a treasury management expert, I'm here to recommend the best tools and strategies to make your money go farther. We know that your business means everything to you. That's why we strive to have a deep understanding of your business needs and goals as your financial partner. Put our knowledge and money tools to work toward your hopes and dreams. Call to get started or schedule a review today.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com. For more information.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on a Saturday morning. It's about 17 after 10 this morning. We've got 73 current degrees, going to about 78 today with plenty of sunshine and plenty. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooling off to 49, and then tomorrow, sunshine and 71. Tomorrow night looks like mostly clear skies, cooling off to around 48, and then sunny and a high near 67 on Monday. What a great day to get out and enjoy. I know there's a lot of activities going on. There's a lot of prom activities that are going on today, so a lot of events that could be going on, but that kind of takes precedence. And what a great day for baseball. Unfortunately, it's prom day, but Coach Mark Ogier joins me. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Morning, Jimmy.
It would be a beautiful. I mean, we've had such a weird spring. It was chilly and cold and rainy and snowy, and then it just boom, 90, and thunderstorms and lightning and hail and wow. And today is a great day, but we got prom.
Yeah, for sure.
So you got any practices or anything going on?
No, we don't. We've had such a busy couple weeks with games and practices, and like you said, playing through weird weather. We just figured the guys needed a break today.
So were any of the games, there was a lot of games I think got postponed or pushed back and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I mean, most of the postponements were from earlier in the season. We got through the last couple weeks okay, but we just, you know, we had to make up those games from earlier in the season, and things just got busy and backed up, and we made it, but it was a busy couple weeks.
Are you back on schedule now, or you get a couple?
I think we have one makeup game Saturday. We've got about five games left, but Saturday is a makeup game with Mankato West.
That's next Saturday. Yeah. Yep. So five games to go in the season.
Correct, before sections. Yeah.
Before sections. Yep. So right now you're in conference play. I mean, day to day, just play like that. How's the team looking as far as overall conference?
You know, we're kind of in the lower half. We started out with four losses early in the season, and then played some really good baseball, and I think evened out a record at 4-4. But we've fallen on some bad luck here lately, where we've lost our last six. So we're looking to turn things around here in the next week, hopefully.
Anything in particular that you see from a coaching standpoint? Is it just, you know, sore arms, tire arms, tough pitching situations, you know, mental errors? I mean,
a little bit of everything. You know, our guys have shown great effort. You know, we've played well at times and not so well at times, but guys are working hard and they're trying their best. And sometimes there's some things you can't control, like how good the other team is.
Right.
And our conference is really strong this year. You know, Mankato West is, I believe, kind of the class of the conference in regards to their talent and the way they play. But, you know, just a lot of really good schools. Owatonna's good, and Mayo and Red Wings got some young guys, some sophomores that got some experience last year as freshmen. Excuse me. And we got them coming up. So just some good teams that we've been playing, and you know, we haven't taken advantage of opportunities when we've had them, I guess, but it's not from lack of trying anyway.
Pitching, how's your staff look? Do you get plenty of pitchers? Are you relying on one guy to kind of carry the load?
No, definitely not. We've got probably four or five guys that have seen, you know, considerable innings. Joey Malika, I think, has about 28 innings pitched, and he's got about 50 strikeouts in 28 innings.
So wow.
He can be quite dominant. Tyler Hughes, a junior, has pitched well. He's got about a 3.5 ERA. Nolan Stepka, senior, Spencer Melgren, junior, and Nolan Thompson, junior. Those guys have probably got the majority of the innings on the team. But we've got other guys that can fill in, other seniors and juniors that we feel good when games do get backed up that we've got some pitching. But, so that's where we're at in regards to pitching.
So from a hitting standpoint, is there any standouts as far as
there's a couple guys that are hitting right around 300. Tyler Hughes, a junior, is hitting about 360, and Tate Jurnell, our leadoff hitter, is batting about 291. So, hitting is so much confidence. You know, we've got guys that have great hitting mechanics and work hard at practice on their hitting, and it's just a matter of getting the balls to find open spots and putting the ball in play, you know, and like I said, it's so much confidence and the team builds off that as well. So you get one guy hitting and then pretty soon nine guys are hitting. So we're still waiting for that.
Still waiting for that day to come. How about as far as steals and stuff like that? Are you guys aggressive? Are you an aggressive ball team? When you get people on there, are you going to send your runners? Are you going to do some bunting and try to get them around? Yeah, how do you play the game?
You know, we certainly do try that. Probably not as much as we should, but we like to hit and run. And if guys can get the bunts down, we like to sack bunt and just. Base running too, getting that extra base is key, we've got some good base runners that will do that, but that's one area where we could improve a little bit.
So we've got it sounds like you've got a fair amount of juniors on the team. So do you have any like sophomores or freshmen that are playing?
No, sophomores or freshmen right now. I think our roster is right at about 20, and I think we've got 11 seniors, maybe 9 juniors. And there's some juniors that are getting some playing time, but no sophomores or freshmen as of right now.
But so I mean, so the is there a JV team then with the, with the freshmen and sophomores?
Yeah, there's a JV that consists of sophomores, and then there's we have a freshman team that consists of all freshmen, obviously, and those teams are doing well. So that's.
I mean, as head coach of the varsity, obviously, you are looking down. I mean, you're looking back. Do you get involved with any of those junior classes or those JV teams at all?
For sure. And I get updates after every game, and I probably don't talk to the freshman coaches as much as I should, but certainly JV coach Brent Rauch fills me in, and I've got confidence in those guys, both at the JV level and ninth grade level, that if they see something or somebody that might help us out, they share that information as well. So
you got a couple of games. Who you got up next?
We've got, I think we've got 5 games left, a couple home games, Red Wing Tuesday, Rochester Century away on Thursday, and then we're hosting Mankato West on Saturday. And then it's 2 games the following week on Monday and Wednesday, both away, non-conference. And then we start sections the Memorial weekend.
Where's section? Does the you just go to wherever?
I think Final Four is either Austin or Red Wing, but your earlier section games are usually at the higher seed, so they will host those games.
So you guys will be on the road pretty much
probably
through the sections.
Probably on the road.
But next Saturday against Mankato West, like you said, they are a pretty good ball club. If I'm not mistaken, they might even be ranked in the state as far as their the optimism, if you will.
Yep.
What time is that game? Do you know?
I believe it's about a 1 o'clock start.
And it's over here at the high school.
At the high school, yes.
So yeah, if you want to watch some baseball, I mean, this would be a good contest to watch a really good ball club. And if you guys can step up to the plate, no pun intended. Well, maybe there wasn't a pun intended there, but do you know like who are you going to start pitching on Saturday? I mean, I know it's a week away, but do you know that now?
I think it kind of depends on what happens earlier in the week. Usually we get those earlier games set in terms of starting pitching, and we've got an idea, but I couldn't tell you right now who's going to pitch.
That could change.
West. That could change.
So, I mean, you might have to bring somebody in on Tuesday night that you didn't expect
exactly,
to do it, and
exactly,
then
we don't have things quite as set as the MLB guys do. But
right.
Nolan Stepka threw against them the first time, and you know, we'll probably throw somebody different here the second time against him.
Give him a little something to look at.
Exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
Well, hey, Coach, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, you bet, Jimmy. Thank you.
Appreciate you stopping in the studio this morning, and good luck to you and the team. Good luck on Tuesday. And, of course, 1 o'clock high school next Saturday, Northfield High School taking on Mankato West. Come on out and watch a little baseball. Have some fun. Get out in the sunshine a little
bit. Yeah, it should be a long-range weather forecast. Looks good, and it's a chance for our seniors to kind of shine for one last time. They got a couple of games left at home, so and we got a great senior group that's put a lot of time and effort into Northfield baseball, and so we look forward to hopefully getting those guys some at bats and ending on a positive note here. So
that's all you could ask for. It's the sun's shining, you're outside playing baseball. Can't complain, right?
That's for sure.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Coach,
Jimmy.
Head coach Mark Ogier of the Northfield Raiders baseball team joins us this morning. We'll have more coming up along with some girls golf. Emerson Garley, Anna Nesseth will join us. We'll join AJ, actually, in this week's Meet the Raider. That's all coming up right here on KYMN.
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Summer's right around the corner, days are getting longer, and outdoor activities are front of mind. Swimming, golfing. Time to get rid of your glasses or contacts? With LASIK? A little nervous? That's okay. We understand. We do this every day, but you only do it once. We'll hold your hand. We'll get you through it. Dr. Miller, Dr. Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. I want to tell you about two great opportunities to build a new home on very affordable lots in Cannon River Estates and Hills of Spring Creek. We have beautiful lots that we can custom build a home exactly to what you want at your budget. One level living or two stories, open floor plan concepts, plans with high ceilings, beautiful windows, wide doors, and curbless entry showers with all custom built kitchen cabinets. Give us a call today at 507-366-1288 or check us out at our website, jrbr.builders.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while, the coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
There's one thing we have learned over the previous few years. It's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap. It's 10:30, and we've got some sunny skies. Looks like some clouds are starting to roll in a little bit, but should be mostly cloudy or mostly clear this afternoon and a high of 78. Tonight's going to cool off a little bit, right around 49, and then for tomorrow, sunshine and 71. It's 73 now in the valley. And coming to the microphone this morning is going to be head coach of the girls' golf team, Mel Miller. Mel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Just fine. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing just fine. I understand you're at a softball tournament, isn't it?
Well, we were going to go, but actually we stayed home this morning.
So oh!
I'm at the house.
Okay. So are you in the backyard chipping some into a coffee cup, or what are you doing?
No, not this morning. Just kind of getting ready to go outside and do some yard work.
Oh, well, it is. It's spring has finally gotten here for sure. So, yeah, what a day to do that. So let's talk a little bit about girls golf. I know that AJ is going to have Emerson and Anna on the Meet the Raider program here coming up here in just a few minutes as well. Talk to me a little bit about, I mean, we got off to a crazy start. A lot of weird weather. I've been saying this all morning. I probably sound like a broken record, but, you know, it went from breezy, windy, rainy, snowy, sleety, whatever, to 90 degrees and blast furnaces. So, how's the season been going? How have the gals been holding up in such crazy conditions?
Well, actually, the conference season is going really well for us. We're undefeated in conference. We currently have an 18-0 record. How our conference meet is set up is you play every school individually or in a dual, tri, or quad once, and then you see everybody in an April conference tournament and a May conference tournament. So far, we haven't lost any of those yet. We've had some really good scores. Last year, I think our best score was a 366, and we actually, when we had the full conference meet in April, and that was, I think it was April 28th, and we were in Red Wing at Mississippi National, we shot a 348 as a team. We won that event by 15 shots over Albert Lee.
Impressive.
So it's been going really well. We did shoot another 348 last Monday when we were in Mankato and all that heat, and we actually beat Austin by 51 shots and Mankato East by 70 shots. So it was a pretty good tournament day for us.
Not too shabby. Yeah. Apparently, no. apparently they like the hot weather, huh?
Yeah, they do. I know we can probably shoot a little better than the 348. We just haven't got past that point yet. But we shot there twice. We had a 350 at an invitational in Lakeville North Invitational. That was at Brackets Crossing. We've had a couple 360s. We had a 365 that we shot in a triangular against John Marshall and Red Wing, and that was at Willinger's Golf Course. So, consistency, we played in Dakota County High School Girls Tournament up at Emerald Greens, and we shot 354. So, we're pretty consistent with our scores. We just need to get through that next breakthrough and get down into the low 340s or maybe get into the 330s.
I was going to ask you, when you look at, like, state competitors and different stuff like that, where do you need to be to compete?
Well, right now, our competition going into section is going to be Lakeville South. We faced them in the Lakeville North tournament a couple weeks ago, and we beat them there by 5 shots. Now, we faced them again yesterday, and they beat us yesterday by 12 shots. They played really well yesterday, but they play that course, Emerald Greens, 3 or 4 times a year because it's in their conference rotation. So they play some conference meets there. So they kind of had a little advantage on us yesterday.
Right. So now you've got, it sounds like Emerson Garley won the conference, if I'm not mistaken, an individual?
Yeah, she won the first conference meet. She shot 79. She was kind of got into on a roll there for a while because she shot 79 there, and then she turned around and the following week, she shot a 77 at Willinger's, and then she shot another 79 at Willinger's. And then last Monday, she shot 77 at North Links in Mankato. So she's been playing really well. Yesterday, she shot 82. She struggled a little bit, but 82 is a pretty darn good score.
I was going to just say I would beg for an 82 these days. My God, if I could break 90, I'd be happy. So that's awesome. So how many more matches do you have before you? So there'll be another conference, and then there'll be state. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, we have a dual meet with Winona on Wednesday. They come here to Northfield, and then on Thursday we go to Owatonna, and that is a quad, which we have Albert Lee, Owatonna, and Rochester Mail. And that'll be the last of our individual conference meets. And then the following Thursday, we have the final, the May all-conference meet, and that's going to be held at Northlinks in Mankato.
Okay.
And then the week after that, we're into sections.
So then you get
right after Memorial Day, we have sections.
Sections. So that'll take you into June. And then do you have like single qualifying people for state and then team qualifying? How's that all shake out?
Yeah, so it's a 2-day event. It's on the 31st of May and the 2nd of June. And how they do this, I think it's the top, after the first day, the top 8 teams and the top 10 individuals who aren't on one of the teams play in the second day. And then at the end of the second day, the top team gets to go to state, and then the next 5 individuals that aren't on the winning team. So our hope is if we can't win this section, when we have a really good shot at winning that, then we'll get at least 2 or 3 girls maybe into the state tournament.
Okay. So there's some optimism, some hope out there.
Oh, yeah, very, very, yeah. A lot of optimism. I did have a discussion yesterday with the Lakeville South coach, and he basically said it's Northfield and Lakeville South. That's who's going to win the section.
So. Yeah. So where is that going to be at? Is that a neutral site then?
Yeah, that's at Cannon Falls Golf Club in Cannon Falls. It's been held there most of the time, except for like 3 or 4 years ago, they held it 1 year at the Legacy down at Faribault, but usually it's held at Cannon Falls.
Okay. And you guys, it's not that far away. It's only, 20 minutes away for you guys. So do you have any matches that you play over there at Cannon Falls, or are you going to take them over there sometime?
Yeah, we don't have any matches scheduled there, but we are going there a week from Tuesday for a practice round. So a week before the section starts, we'll get a practice round in over there.
Very good.
So most of our girls, well, let's see, 4 of the girls played there last year in the section, and the 2 younger girls actually played there in a junior PGA event last summer, so that everybody's seen the course, but it doesn't hurt to keep seeing the course.
Right, exactly. Well, every year it changes a little bit, right?
Where you want to hit it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they planted a few trees, moved some things around, adjusted the tee boxes, who knows where they, positioning of the pin and whatnot. It never hurts to get out there more than once and take a look of the surroundings for sure.
Yeah, it helps us a lot.
Yeah. Well, Coach, appreciate you taking a couple minutes of your day today, and enjoy the warm weather and the sunshine, and good luck for the Raiders girls. And we'll be talking, like I said, to Emerson and Anna coming up. We'll get their 2 cents worth of how the season's going. So thanks for joining us this morning, Mel.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That is head coach of the golf team, Mel Miller, right here on the Raider Wrap. You're listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
We've just had the first hailstorm of the year. If you live in the Northfield, Dundas, or Faribault area and want an honest 25-point exterior inspection on your home, please give Capital Construction a call. They will let you know if an insurance claim is necessary. If it is, they will help guide you through the process from start to finish. Capital Construction was the 2021 Northfield Chamber Business of the Year. Call them at 952-222-4004 or find them at capitalmn.com. You could also search Capital Construction on Facebook.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Dreaming of upgrading your kitchen? An extra bathroom to make hectic mornings go smoother? Or maybe a new deck to enjoy in warmer weather? Hi, I'm Anne from Merchants Bank, and it's time to make your home your own. With our home equity line of credit, you can finish your spring house projects just in time for summer at a rate you'll like. Get started by visiting merchantsbank.com/home equity today or give me a call at Merchants Bank in Northfield. We're here to help you fulfill your hopes and dreams. Subject to credit approval. Equal housing
lender. Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. Coming up this morning, we have a one-on-one or a one-on-two or a two-on-one or depending on how you want to look at it, but it's the girls' golf team, Emerson Garley and Anna Nesseth in the studio talking with A.J. Reister and this week's Meet the Raider. You're listening to 95.1 The One, and don't forget to check us out on kymnradio.net. If you want to hear back to what's going on, if you want to hear what we were talking about with Kelly O'Mara and Lola McCarty earlier today, or with Mel Miller or Mark Ogier from the baseball team, all you got to do is go to kymnradio.net and go to programs, go to the Raider app, and then select today's date and just click on the little icon on the bottom of it, and you can listen back to all the fun and excitement of Raider sports right here on KYMN. Let's check in with AJ as he talks girls golf this morning in Meet the Raider.
Good morning, Northfield Raiders. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap. I'm AJ Reister, Raider class of 2022. And today, joining me in the studio are girls golf all-stars Emerson Garley and Anna Nesseth. Ladies, how are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Good. It's getting a little toasty outside. How is that practicing in 90-degree weather?
Yeah, practice was rough today.
Yeah, I'll have to agree on that one.
Yeah, that's definitely not ideal, but we make do. It's better than in the snow, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Let's meet you guys a little. Tell us about what you do.
I'm Anna Nesset. I'm a senior. I'm a golf captain. I started golfing in seventh grade.
Yeah, you got plans for next year?
Next year, I'm doing Rotary, so ooh. I'm going to be in Spain all year.
Dang, jealous. Yeah. That's pretty cool. What about you, Emerson?
My name's Emerson Garley, and I'm a sophomore, and I've been playing golf since I was in, like, sixth grade.
You won the Big Nine Conference Championship a couple weeks ago. Let's talk about that. How'd that go for you guys? And obviously, Emerson, tell us about your Big Nine Championship W.
It was pretty fun. Started off pretty good. It was fun.
Did it feel pretty good out on the golf course and just?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I was playing with some pretty good players out there too. So
that's awesome. Was it a pretty nice day too, or is it cold?
No, it was pretty cold.
It was very chilly, very windy.
Yes.
You pulled it out though in the 79. What was it?
Yeah, 79.
Shot 79 at Mississippi National. Very impressive.
Dang, I've heard that place is a difficult place to play, so.
Yes.
So many hills.
Jeez. Yeah, it's very hilly.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Emerson.
Thank you.
Anna, how'd you do over there?
Not the best. Definitely could have played better. The course, it wasn't in, like, awful shape, especially that early in the season. Some of the greens were kind of iffy, but overall it wasn't awful. I mean, the wind always plays a factor there. But we were playing with some really nice teams. You know, always love playing with Red Wing. Mostly it was just like getting back onto the course and just like figuring out what I need to work on taught me.
And the team won the team Big Nine championship, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What were some other highlights? What did Evelyn shoot? What did some of the other girls shoot?
No, I know the two eighth graders on our team, they did pretty well.
Yeah.
They really helped us win that one.
That's awesome.
I think they both broke 100.
I think one might have shot like an 89.
Yeah.
I'd have to double check, but it was down there. I was really impressed, especially for like for the few times they've played Mississippi National.
Yeah. And there's probably a lot of pressure on them for that big of a meet so early on.
And then you guys had a tournament earlier this week on Monday. How did that go for you guys?
It went pretty good. I was playing with some really good players. The girl I played with actually ended up winning it.
Wow.
So it was very fun to watch her. I played all right. It could have been better.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's taking an AP test.
AP.
But I think it went well from everything I've heard.
Yeah.
Do you know how the team placed overall?
I think we got 6th out of 12 teams.
There you go. Not too shabby.
No.
That's pretty good. And you guys have an invite technically tomorrow when this airs. It'll be yesterday. So what are you guys looking forward to on the Friday Invitational?
Just play with some good players. You know, Simley's out there. Macaulay's there. Some of the best. Is Catherine going to be there?
No.
No. So we don't have to worry about that. But
there you go.
Some really good players. You know, get to see some good golf. And, you know, lunch is provided.
W.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm just excited to play with some good players and see how they play.
Kind of survey the field a little bit.
Yep.
Get ready for the section tournament. Anna, maybe go back to state?
Well, hopefully this year the team will make it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, mine that's our well. Goal. Our goal is to go to state for the team.
Yeah, the past few times we've played, well, the one tournament I was in where Lakeville and South and North were there, we beat them both. And that's really the only competition we really need to worry about for section. That sounds really bold. From just like past tournaments and past season, those are like our main competitors, I'd say. And Albert Lee. They're not in our section. Well, we worry about them for conference.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, worry about them at some point in the year, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. That's all we know. That's awesome, I guess. Well, I guess you kind of already answered that question, but do you have any other big team goals besides trying to get the team to state?
Not really.
I think that's the main one. Maybe just, I guess...
Win conference.
I think if, like, 4 scores under 90 for
yeah,
one
that
meet,
would be
that
good.
Would be cool. We've gotten close. There was, like, a meet where we had 3 scores in the...
I think we could do that tomorrow.
Definitely possible. Oh. I don't know what course we're playing in. I don't know what course we're playing, but...
I heard it's not the hardest.
I heard it's short, so we might be able to do it.
Yep.
Heck yeah, that would definitely be exciting. Mm-hmm. Go out there. Big team goal. What are some individual goals that you guys have?
Mine would probably be get top 3 in sections this year and then go on to state for sure.
Yeah, probably the same. I think I'll leave winning sections to Emerson. Top 4 or 5 would be good. Maybe just beat the score I had last year, really.
Yeah, same.
Just improve a little bit each time you go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. That'd definitely be a lot of fun for you guys to go out there. Emerson, possibly go get that W number 2 at a championship style meet. Why not?
Yeah, hopefully.
Heck yeah. Then Anna, trip number 2 to state, right? Or have you been there before? Or was last year your first time?
Last year was my first time.
So trip number 2. Mm-hmm. Cap off the senior season.
I wouldn't be mad about it.
I don't think anyone would be mad about it. That's awesome. And then one of my other questions, who are some underclassmen that have really caught your eye? Obviously, we have one of them in here, but...
Well,
Anna,
Emerson
you talk
Garvey.
About Emerson. Let's talk about Emerson right here.
This girl out here shooting in the 70s at the past, what, 2, 3 meets?
I think 4 out of the 7 this year.
She's just been killing it this year. I like, she comes out here like, what was it, you shot? You didn't have like a great first meet. And then like the next like 2 weeks after that, she's shooting 70s. I was like, this is what I was waiting for. Like, I watched her practice all summer, and I was like, oh, she's, like, I know this is her season.
Yeah.
And it's just been so fun to, like, watch her just kill it on the course, really.
It's always the most exciting thing.
Yeah.
Especially as a senior, it's really exciting to see the younger girls really start to fill in those spots for next year.
I'm definitely not going to have to worry about the hands I'm placing the team into with her. And then we have two twins in eighth grade. They're both shooting in the 80s, shooting in the 90s, high 80s. They're just like so dedicated. They're out there all the time on the course, and I know that they're going to have a good high school season. They're not even in high school yet, and they're shooting well.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah, I have to agree on that, because when Anna's gone, I'll have someone. If I do bad, they'll be able to step in for me a little bit.
Especially since there are two of them.
Yeah. They shoot the exact same scores, too?
It's pretty close, yeah.
That's twins right there.
Yeah.
That's twins. Freaking Emerson out here already shooting the 70s. I just bought my first pair of golf clubs last week. I'm a little bit behind. Got to catch up.
You're probably going to have a baseball swing
too. No, I will. Yeah. I will.
That's tough.
But that's awesome. Thank you guys for coming in today. I had a great time. Good luck Friday. Good luck the rest of the season. And go kill it up at the section tournament when it comes around.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Of course. Thank you, guys. We've got more sports coming up. You're listening to the Raider Rap on KYMN 95.1.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Johnson Ryland Homes would like to introduce you to a new development in Elko. It's kind of that perfect spot right between the metro and Northfield. Maybe your household has someone who works in the cities and somebody who works in Northfield. The neighborhood's called Pete's Hill, and it's really kind of a special location because it's on the highest point in Scott County. We have large single-family lots. You can design any house style. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi, I'm Artie Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap. We just got one more segment, the Raider Scoreboard. First, joining us in studio here this morning, AJ Reister. AJ, what's going on today? It's prom day.
It's prom day, baby.
What's all the excitement going on with you and with prom today? Anything fun?
Yeah, I mean, I get to dress up in a nice tuxedo, take some pictures with some friends, then go to the Grand Marsh, go to the after party. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I was there once. I think I can't remember it very well, but I was there once. So anything else going on for today? Just gonna hang out a little bit this afternoon and chill out a little bit. And
yeah, that's basically the plan.
Could get a haircut, take a shower, do something like that.
I already got my haircut.
Oh, okay.
I should probably take a shower. Is that a good idea?
Well, you are taking a guest, right?
I am taking a guest. Yeah. Yes,
shower would be appropriate. I do believe that would be absolutely.
I'll take your advice.
Okay, we got more coming up. It is the Raider Scoreboard. Take it away, AJ.
Welcome into the Raider Scoreboard. I'm your host, A.J. Reister, Raider Class of 2022, and we have a ton of sports to go through, so let's start off with some boys' golf. They won their Big 9 Triangular against Mankato East and Austin on Monday, shooting a combined 306. Nate Stevens led the way, shooting a 69. Jack Went shot a 77, and then Jeb Sawyer, McGuire Fink, and Grant Boardman all shot an 80. The boys' golf team then won their Big 9 Quadrangular against Rochester Mayo, Albert Lee, and Owatonna on Thursday, shooting a combined 303. Nate Stevens once again led the way, shooting a 69. Ike Vesey was right behind him with a 71, and McGuire Fink shot an 81. The girls' golf team won their Triangular against Mankato East and Austin on Monday as well, shooting a combined 348. Emerson Garley led the way, shooting a 77. Annika Johnson shot an 88, and Evelyn Jordan shot a 90. The boys' tennis team lost to Lakeville South 7-0 on Tuesday, and they also lost to JM 6-1 on Thursday. They dropped to 5-9 overall and sit in 7th place in the Big 9 Conference. The baseball team lost to New Prague on Monday 12-3, and then lost to Mankato West 10-1 on Tuesday, and then on Thursday they lost both games of a doubleheader to Owatonna 7-3 and 10-1. They dropped to 4-11 on the season and sit in 7th place in the Big 9 Conference. The softball team lost Mankato West 11-2 on Tuesday. Riley Blandon went 5 innings, allowing 12 hits, 9 earned runs, and striking out 3. Sammy Noreen came in relief and allowed a hit and struck out 1. Sammy Noreen also led the team in hits with 2 while also scoring twice. The softball team then beat Owatonna 12-6 in the first game of their doubleheader. Riley Blandon went 4 innings, allowing 6 hits and 5 earned runs and striking out 7. Courtney Graff came in relief, allowing no hits and striking out 8. Ruby Holman led the team on offense that game with 3 hits, while Megan Snyder and Jamie Triplett each had 3 RBIs. Owatonna then beat the Raiders in their second game of that doubleheader 11-7. Courtney Graff went 3 innings, allowing 3 hits and 3 earned runs and striking out 6, but the defense allowed another 4 because of errors. Sammy Noreen came in relief, allowing 3 hits, 3 earned runs, and striking out 3, and Ruby Holman went 4-for-4 at the plate and had 1 RBI. They are now 8-6 on the season and sit in 6th place in the Big 9 Conference. The girls' track and field team took 9th at the True Teams section meet on Tuesday, scoring 608.5 points, while Lakeville South won the meet, scoring 1,032.5 points. Some highlights from the night included Shelby Sveen breaking the school record in the discus event, throwing 138 feet and 9 inches. The previous record was held by Annalie Olson-Sola, which was 136 feet and 2 inches, set back in 2018. Shelby also took second in the shot put event, throwing 37 feet and 2 inches. Some other highlights included Claire Lippert winning the 400 and taking 8th in the 100. Josie Houck took 5th in the 800. Theo Welsh tied for 6th in the high jump. The relay of Felicity Foxhoven and a 4-board Lily Nagy and Adriana Fleming took 6th. The relay of Jaina Jansen, Josie Houck, Addison Enfield, and Clara Lippert took 7th in the 4x4 relay. Erica Nesseth and Sydney Peterson tied for 9th in the pole vault. Nora Cordham took 10th in the 1 mile, and Anna Forboard took 10th in the 2 mile. The boys' track and field team took 6th at the True Teams section meet, scoring 668 points. While Owatonna won the meet, scoring 1,026 points. Some highlights included Joey Schultz taking 4th in the discus, with Toby Graw finishing right behind him in 5th. Hayden Kelly took 5th in the shot put, with Toby Graw right behind him taking 6th. Devin Jacks won the high jump event with a jump of 6'6", which is 1 inch away from the school record. His brother Austin Jacks finished 4th in the high jump and 4th in the triple jump. Nathan Amundsen took 4th in the 1 mile. Colin Graff took 2nd in the 300 hurdles, 5th in the long jump, and 8th in the 110 hurdles. And finally, the relay of Sam Folland, Will Bowmaster, yours truly A.J. Reister, and Brecken Riley took 4th in the 4x800 relay. The boys' lacrosse team lost Mankato 8-3 on Tuesday. Amira Mallett, Lola McCarty, and Kelly O'Mara all had goals on the night. And then they beat Rochester Mayo on Thursday 11-6. They improved to 3-6 on the season and sit in 4th place in the Big 9 Conference. The boys' lacrosse team beat Mankato 12-9 on Tuesday and then beat Rochester Mayo 15-8 on Thursday, and they sit atop the Big 9 Conference. Today, the boys' tennis team has their Big 9 Conference tournament at the Rochester Outdoor Tennis Center at 9 a.m. That's all I have for the Raider Scoreboard. Stay tuned in right here for more sports on KYMN 95.1 The One.
Well, that's a wrap, boys and girls. Stick a fork in me. I'm done. Jimmy LaRue bid adieu. A.J. Reister, have fun at the prom today.
I will.
Don't get any mustard on that tuxedo, man.
I'll try my best.
All right.
Can't promise anything.
AJ Reister and Jimmy LaRue bring you the Raider Wrap every Saturday morning starting at 10 o'clock. So make sure you check us out every morning at 10 a.m. And if you can't catch us there, you can catch us on kymnradio.net because then we will, of course, be able to stream the program right there. So just go to kymnradio.net and check us out for the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One.
Everyone is welcome to enjoy the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club restaurant, where the pavilion and patio are open 7 days a week. Join us for food, fun, and camaraderie.